Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Thousands gather to say goodbye to Michael Brown, and Napa, California cleans up from its worst earthquake in 25 years. Let's get started. We begin, however, tonight in Missouri, where the family of Michael Brown had a request to celebrate his life, to lay him to rest in silence. That request was honored today. Protests gave way to peace, tear gas replaced with tears, as people gathered at Brown's funeral to celebrate his life just over 2 weeks after his death. Family members spoke of the young man they called Mike, a big guy, would they say, a kind and gentle soul. Thousands turned up at Friendly Temple Missionary Baptist Church in St. Louis. Family, friends, community leaders, clergy members, strangers, and stars, all to say goodbye to 18-year-old Michael Brown to honor the memory of his young life. Victor Blackwell reports.
Organizers called it a celebration of the life of Michael Brown. Family members and complete strangers jumped to their feet, clapping and shouting. But not Leslie McSpadden. At the start of the service, she stood, staring at her son's casket and photos, more than 2 weeks after he was shot and killed on the street in Ferguson, Missouri.
Michael Brown's blood is crying from the ground, crying for vengeance, crying for justice.
Justice, Brown's great uncle says, for more than just his nephew.
There is a cry being made from the ground. Not just for Michael Brown, but for the Trayvon Martins, for those children at Sandy Hook Elementary School, for the Columbine Massacre, for the black-on-black crime. There is a cry being made from the ground.
There was definitely a message of, you know, keep it peaceful. And it starts at home, then goes out to the community and then into the world. You know, we have to start with ourselves and then go out and, you know, spread peace and be respectful, definitely. First and foremost, be respectful of others.
Renita Conway never met Brown. Likely, neither had many of the estimated 4,500 attendees, some wearing a memorial T-shirt or sharing a story about someone they'd lost.
I know the grieving over lost grandchildren that will never be born.
Celebrities and notables like Spike Lee and Jesse Jackson sat in a seemingly reserved VIP section next to politicians from the state capitol and the nation's capitol. And there was plenty of politics.
What you guys can do to continue this is show up at the voting polls. Let your voices be heard and let everyone know that we have had enough of all of this.
But after weeks of protests with moments of violence, fogs of tear gas, and standoffs with police, a plea.
Today is for peace. Peace and quiet. We will lay our son, brother, cousin, uncle, our family, young man, young black man, young human being. But we don't say goodbye. We say good journey until we meet again.
Joining me now live is Michael Brown's cousin, Eric Davis, along with Benjamin Crump, who's an attorney for the Brown family. Eric, thank you very much for being with us. And again, our condolences to you and your family. As you saw today, what to you was the greatest message that came out of today's service?
I think the greatest message that came out of today's service is that this is the beginning of a movement. This is not just a burial for Michael Brown, but a movement for the country, for the communities to come together and to speak to the police officers about how they are policing our communities. And I believe that that was a message that Reverend Al Sharpton drove home very well today.
And Eric, we saw some of that with voter registration drives outside Red's Barbecue on Thursday night when I was there last. Do you believe that this will continue, that this will continue to be a movement that goes beyond the, you know, beyond your cousin and impact people around the country?
Yes, I do. Michael did let us know, as we spoke of today, that his name would be known around the world. And I do believe that this is a movement that just the beginning of a movement, because things that have happened here in Ferguson, Missouri, there were also protesters from New York City, Los Angeles, and around the world. So I do believe that this is just the beginning of a movement for that a African-American community can speak out to let people know that the police need to treat us fair and justly in our communities.